Don Lebatard.
Listen, man, can you imagine how it felt today to wake up to not only the news that Phil Jackson had been fired by the Knicks, but to have requests from Mike and Mike and SportsCenter sitting on my phone? I think for me, woo.
Ah. Stugatz.
The greatest mornings of my life.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Lebatard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line for a chance to win $10,000 plus a virtual meet and greet with the Dan Lebatard Show gang. Text Lebatard to 77333. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts. Limit one entry per day. See advanceautoparts.com for details.
So my apologies. I want to get to weekend observations. We all want to hear what Stugatz's thoughts are from the weekend. It's one of the most popular segments we do, but things keep happening around here to sort of get in the way of that. So 11:30 Eastern right now, because a couple of things are in play. First of all, I wanted to talk about the passing of Joe Morgan, a more serious subject matter for people of all ages, really, because I think Joe Morgan is synonymous with baseball fans when baseball had a different standing in our sports universe, who grew up with Joe Morgan as the announcer. So I want to get to that in a second. But the thing we need to get to first is the conversation we were having during the break, where you were pretty insistent that Doug Brown's nickname is the Duke. You kept saying the Duke.
Like the football.
Duke. And I'm like, I don't know if that's his nickname. I thought that that was somebody else's nickname who has passed away, a South Florida update guy who's passed away many years ago, but I don't know the story here. So, Doug, is your nickname indeed the Duke?
It is not, and I'm shocked that you guys have forgotten the great Dan Davis. His nickname was the Duke.
Oh.
He passed away.
No, he did not.
Oh, wow. That's $50.
Fine. That's $50.
That is a maximum penalty.
That is $50.
You killed the Duke.
You killed him. Oh, my God.
All right. Now play the Happy Kazoo music. I killed the Duke. $50 fine.
And finally, Matt Groening titled his cartoon The Simpsons because he thought it was funny to have the word simp, short for simpleton, in the name. Speaking of perhaps overestimating the comedic value of simps.
Oh, wow.
Dan and Stu.
Wow.
Wow.
Your turn.
It's a monster segment here. A $50 fine for me for killing Dan the Duke Davis. I'm really sorry about that, Dan.
That a boy. Dan, do you have a nickname? What's yours nickname?
There's another fine. You just said Dan instead of Doug.
Dan.
Oh, my God. That's a fine. I'm confused.
What are you doing? Hold on a second.
It's going to be a huge party when we finally get to have parties again.
Hold on a second.
So, how much do I owe now?
Duke. What is your nickname, Duke?
Nothing that's really ever stuck over the, you know, the ones you'd expect. Downtown, Dougie Fresh. I'll be your Doug, you know, that.
Wait
kind
a minute, those are not the ones that I would expect. Wait a minute.
Downtown Doug, Dougie Fresh?
Doug, downtown
no, no, no,
Dougie
different.
Fresh.
Downtown, yeah. Downtown Doug da- Brown.
Downtown Doug
Or, oh. They were not the same, they're not one, it's two separate ones.
Oh, okay.
But hold downtown, on a second.
Dougie so Fresh. Downtown Dougie I'll, Brown, Dougie Fresh is
right.
A different nickname.
Right, exactly.
But got Doug, it. Neither of these, like, you are a pillar of radio update greatness. Neither of these visually, fundamentally, spiritually are nicknames that suit you.
What would, do you think?
What are you laughing
As I said,
about?
Nothing has stuck kind of over the years. They've
You had to get downtown Doug Brown when you were younger, right?
Yes, yes, okay. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm just
and Dougie Fresh is old, too. How old is Dougie Fresh?
Well, we can't make fun of you. We have become this radio show. Stugatz, I was just mocking him about we're the show now that talks about Carrie Strug.
Like, and no one understands
no one knows.
What we're saying
and what
except
he said,
for Dougie Fresh.
That is when it came up. He said, you would know. Yeah. He said, the Duke would know. That's how the conversation started. And I'm like, why would Dougie Fresh know that?
Just to clarify also, Carrie Strug, still alive.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A monster fine. Thank you, Doug. This is what keeps happening around here. That's the maximum fine it's been. And I deserve it. I totally deserve it. I did not mean to kill Dan the Duke Davis.
maybe you should apologize to him.
I can't apologize
enough.
Get him
on.
Is he still alive? No, I get hit again.
Do you have a number for the Duke?
Why'd you walk into that one again?
Oh, my God, $100.
$100 fine.
Oh, my God.
$100.
A record. Oh, that C-note looks very nice. Tempting.
100, yes. Stugatz, if you thank you, Doug. I appreciate it. Stugatz, I'm going to have to put it in I'm going to have to put it in the fine bucket. But speaking of actual death, Mike Ryan got hit hard by Joe Morgan. Billy, does Joe Morgan, Chris, does the name Joe Morgan mean anything to you? John Miller and Joe Morgan are the broadcast team for a lot of youths around here. They were ESPN at the height of ESPN's powers. They were, at the time, at the height of baseball's powers, really, because at a time when there were stars throughout the sport and we were caring deeply about what was happening in baseball, Joe Morgan is a name that resonates with a whole lot of sports fans, baseball fans in particular, at least in part because the analytics movement sort of passed him by. Like, Mike Schur, the guy that we love around here because he's created The Good Place and a bunch of great television, had a website that he would fool around with in his spare time, firejoemorgan.com, a bunch of comedy writers. We're making fun of Joe Morgan because the analytics movement passed him by. And it's sort of where, like, a lot of arguing started about who knows better, the nerd studying the sport or the guy who played it because Joe Morgan, to me, is Big Red Machine, is best second baseman before second baseman all became guys who could hit for power.
Right. Joe Morgan, one of the great second basemen of all time. Mike, why were you so affected by the passing of Joe Morgan? Because I don't think Billy or Chris, I don't think that name really resonates with them too much.
I don't remember Joe Morgan, the baseball player. I only know Joe Morgan as the voice of baseball. That team with John Miller, to me, was the national team that was the voices of baseball to me, and I was made sad when I saw that news.
Billy, why did you make the sour face? I don't know why Stugatz is assuming you don't know who Joe Morgan is. I don't know why he's assuming that.
Well, I mean, that, and then we were just saying that he doesn't know as much as the analytics people. No, Joe Morgan was the voice of baseball growing up. He was a great announcer. And, you know, if he didn't care about the numbers, I didn't care about the numbers. I like Joe Morgan. I'm sad.
So that is interesting because you guys, Stugatz and I are getting more used to sort of, you know, people that we grew up watching dying.
Right.
Getting old and dying.
Or their kids playing professionally now.
Yeah. Or Dan the Duke Davis.
Yeah.
Or Dan the Duke Davis. A record $100 fine, totally earned. Totally earned.
Killed him twice. The second time after you knew that you were wrong.
Odd you knew it. Right.
You know what? You're trying to bait me into a third one, and I'm not going to do it. Like, comedically, you're trying to bait me into a third one, and I'm not. The first one was a mistake. I legitimately thought Dan the Duke Davis was dead. But I think there's another South Florida update guy nicknamed the Duke down here, was there not, who also died?
What was your excuse for the second one?
Well, I was just going for the joke, Stugatz. Were you not there with me? You didn't see that the joke cost me $50? Usually that's a $50 that goes in your pocket.
Yeah, well, that's going in my pocket.
Paid that man his money.
And this is totally fair, by the way. We've played this sound for you guys before, and we'll get to the ad in a second. Forgive me. But this is, people are accusing me in my old age of having done the Wilbon, and they are right. They are absolutely right. Wilbon, famously around here, didn't understand the analytics of, you know, it's not just about wins in baseball when you're the pitcher. And he and Frank Isola had this back and forth.
DeGrom could become the first pitcher in 100 years to finish with an ERA of below 2 runs and without a winning record. His manager, Mickey Callaway, said that right now the Cy Young Award is DeGrom's to lose. Mike, I know you're big on wins. Do you agree?
Hell no, because I'm big on wins. Win the game, Frank. Win the game. I don't care what the ERA is. When you add them up at the end, you know, the Cubs probably had some Cy Young Award winning ERA champions in that 100-plus year period. And if somebody said, I'll trade that for the wins that get me a World Series, what would you do? If the answer is anything other than I'll take the wins, then it's fraudulent. Then I resign from following sports. Win the damn game.
Mike, he doesn't get any run support. It's at 3.6 runs per game.
Okay, you got to hang tough there.
Only seven starters in baseball.
Don't allow it.
Listen, his ERA is 1.8.
I don't care about his ERA.
And many of you are pointing out, I'm surprised none of you called me on it. I hit Garrett Cole with my own hang tough. He struck out 9 in 5 innings, pitching on 3 days rest, allowed one run. Like, you got to win that game. $325 million, they paid you to win that game. Even if you're not hitting.
Hang tough.
Hang tough.
Don Lebatard.
Stugatz, if you give him the choice, Stugatz, you can have the very same thing one of two ways. You could get it honestly, or you could steal it. He'll always choose stealing it.
Stugatz.
Well, it's the quicker path. I mean, it's just, you know.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Lebatard Show, plus our Miami-only hour and the Big Suey on demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Lebatard and Friends podcast network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crepe. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcast. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
Stugatz's weekend observations are going to be in about 13 minutes. And listen to what Stugatz is saying there. Find out where it is you get your Lebatard and Friends stuff, and rate and subscribe and review so that we have access to you and you have access to us, and we're giving you all of this stuff that we're making. I think we've told you before, if you may have noticed, the 2 hours on radio are a little more confined. It's like working in handcuffs. You will find, for a lot of different reasons, but you will find the better stuff that we are doing on the digital side. And so you should check that out wherever it is. And if you want to support that stuff, that will keep us vibrant here, as you've seen what's happening around us in terms of the corporate world, where we're getting stuffed in a 2 hour box and we don't really fit in a 2 hour box.
I get asked this all the time on social media. Mike, maybe you have an opinion here. How do I listen to all this stuff? We're doing 2 hours before of content, or original content, before the show even airs. And so I suppose you can listen in any order you want. But I think you want to go local hour, Big Suey, then the show, then the postgame.
Depends.
Show.
Sometimes, right. Big Suey shows up. Listen in the order that it shows up. Remember, that's the regular Dan Lebatard Show with Stugatz feed, the feed that is the biggest sports radio podcast in the history of the medium. And then Lebatard and Friends are all our side self-indulgent projects. That's where you'll find Supodity, the Mina Kimes Show featuring Lenny, South Beach Sessions, Mystery Crate. Two separate things. Please subscribe to both.
And so I want to sink into what just happened, because it was an epically mistake-filled segment for us. First of all, you would think that, and we were ready to do a whole segment making fun of Stugatz because he thought that Doug Brown was nicknamed the Duke when he was not nicknamed the Duke. He was confusing Dan the Duke Davis and Doug Brown.
Right.
Doug Brown then revealed to us that he is Dougie Fresh, and he is downtown Dougie Brown. And that got lost by the wayside, because if Doug, and I mean this as no slight, but Doug looks like professional radio update guy. He does not look or sound like Dougie Fresh or downtown Dougie Brown. These are nicknames. These are nicknames that are for somebody that you would imagine in a disco in the 70s.
Right. It was a different time when someone gave him those nicknames.
Yes, Daniel. That is correct. Yes. But he was not the Duke. And lest you think that was the funniest part of the segment, it was not, because I then killed Dan the Duke Davis accidentally on the radio. Not even sure why I asked Doug Brown, is Duke still with us? That could really only go one way. I could have kept the curiosity to myself, but then when I, in the tumult that ensued, which is a maximum $50 fine, which is the biggest fine we give around here, for accidentally killing someone. My last victim was Frank Layden. I hadn't paid a fine of that sort since killing Frank Layden. But in the middle of that, I got fined a second time. And Stugatz didn't get the joke. Stugatz, while it was happening, was moving too fast. And Stugatz thought I made the exact same mistake again, as if I wouldn't feel horrible shame at having killed the Duke already. On the air. Like, why would that happen? It's not bad enough. And I'm just going with the joke because it's got to be funny to the audience.
It's such an odd question that you would ask it. There's no upside.
No upside.
I mean, it's you fist pumping because the guy is dead.
You think there's like some mixer that all update anchors attend? Why were you asking downtown Dougie Brown?
It's so true.
They all know each other.
It is. And he did know. And he gave us the correct information. And Stugatz was like, how is it possible that Stugatz's comedic genius is such that he would confuse Doug Brown and Dan Davis? He would give the wrong nickname to the other one, and I would end up slipping in his poop and falling on the ground and being the idiot who's out of money.
I win.
Money that he will no doubt steal.
Steal, and it's doubled for a joke that he doesn't get. It, the fine that was doubled because I just went for the $50 joke, and Stugatz is looking at it like, how did you make that same mistake?
You'll notice.
How could I possibly make the same mistake? Well,
you never know the way today's going, but you'll notice a couple of 20s.
There's a few 20s missing. What happened already? There were 420s on that console.
I have no idea what happened.
He is so, his hands are so fast. Such amazing sleight of hand. Stugatz's weekend observations are next.
Don Lebatard.
Cheesecake is magical.
Stugatz.
Feed me.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Lebatard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. The Monday Night Football Preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Tonight, the 1-3 Chargers head to New Orleans to battle the 2-2 Saints. The Chargers are starting Justin Herbert at quarterback, who was only 6 years old when Drew Brees played his final game as a Charger after sustaining a shoulder injury. Alvin Kamara leads the NFL through 4 weeks with 557 yards from scrimmage and 7 touchdowns, tied for the most by any running back since LaDainian Tomlinson had 8 in 2005. What happened, Dad?
I'm just reading in the chat. Yeah. Chris Cody just wrote, they have an actual goat on Undisputed with a LeBron jersey on. It's better than our Dak coverage. An actual goat with a LeBron jersey on Undisputed.
The Saints will not play Michael Thomas due to an altercation with safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson at practice. Small business protection just got easier with more than 30 coverage options available. Progressive has you covered. More at progressivecommercial.com.
Did you see or do you know the backstory on Golden Tate and Jalen Ramsey, the fight that they had? Jalen Ramsey got fined $15,000. Golden Tate did not get fined anything. The undercurrent to that fight, Stugatz, is that evidently Jalen Ramsey has two children with Golden Tate's sister. And so when they're fighting about something, they're fighting about something that is real.
They're fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, this happened on social media, played out when Jalen, according to reports, split up with Golden Tate's sister while she was pregnant. And what played out over social media came to a head after their game where there was an altercation. And even during the game, Jalen Ramsey had a textbook tackle on Golden Tate. And I mean, he lit him up.
Doug, forgive me, Doug. Doug, what is it? Doug the Duke, downtown Freshie Davis. What do you got?
And finally, bats have received a lot of bad publicity lately, but here's one reason for you, Dan, to like them. Without bats, you wouldn't have tequila.
Ah,
tequila comes from the agave plant, and the agave plant is pollinated by bats.
Thank you, Doug. Informative, as well as having great nicknames. Yes. Would you please, please, please apologize to Dan the Duke Davis for me or send me his number or something?
I was just hoping that we could get through this segment without you killing off another one of my mentors. That's what I was hoping.
Wow. He's still alive?
There you go.
I mean, that's another $50.
That is another Stugatz. You're a little delayed, Stugatz. Yes, that is correct. Time now for Stugatz's weekend observation.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Very costly day for you. Weekend observations brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Get a free battery test and free installation with any automotive battery purchase at Advance Auto Parts. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts. Dan, after going 9 of 11 for 111 yards and leading his team on a game-winning drive to beat the Giants, Dan, the Red Rifle is
back. He's back. Yeah. Excited?
Yeah.
Speaking of being back, for the 15th consecutive year, the Miami Hurricanes are not.
The 20th. We're damn near going up on 20.
All right, 20. 12 of 28 for 121 yards, no touchdowns, and two interceptions. De'Eriq King. Woof. I mean, woof. Terrible. Thought that guy was good.
He is good.
Oh, I have no evidence of that after this weekend.
Clemson's great.
Jerry Jones's face was incapable of conveying the sadness that he felt. Danny Green said he received death threats after missing a three-pointer that would have won the Lakers a title. I mean, that seems a bit excessive from LeBron. What happened there? What? Are you...
That's a quality joke.
Thank you.
Take it back.
I mean, seriously.
It's a quality joke.
I'm going through like I'm thinking Rondo, LeBron.
He's operating at the highest comedic level right now, this
guy. It was poorly delivered. He needed a longer pause.
But just on principle, that's a well-written joke.
Well, hold on. Let me hear about this long pause thing. What are you talking about? Perhaps you're right. I'm not ruling it out.
I was gonging not the joke. I was gonging the delivery of the joke.
You want to try it again?
Danny Green said he received death threats after missing a three-pointer that would have won the Lakers a title. I mean, it seems a little bit excessive from LeBron James.
That was worse that time.
Yeah. Even worse somehow.
You're right. Bad joke.
How about you deliver it?
Bad joke. No, keep it moving.
I'm not sure what week of college football I just watched. I'm not sure when it ends or if everyone is playing, but it's awesome. We're 5 weeks into the season, and I still have no idea what the bottom of Kevin Stefanski's face looks like. Nothing says autumn has arrived quite like the French Open final. Death, taxes, and Rafael Nadal winning on the red clay of Roland Garros. Tim Duncan is now the second best Duncan to ever play in the NBA Finals. And David Robinson is now the second best Robinson. How about that? I wrote that after game 5 and regretted it by the end of the first quarter of game 6. So I felt pretty good about it after game 5.
So you had Duncan Robinson being better than...
Tim Duncan and David Robinson, the Admiral. Yeah.
Thank you.
The Florida Panthers traded defenseman Cliff Poo over the weekend.
Here we go.
He must have stunk.
There it is.
Oh, come on, man.
You're bitter because of the $150 fines. I mean,
some quality work he's doing. Some of his best stuff.
Yeah. I'm thankful I wasn't at whatever sports bar Bill O'Brien was at yesterday. Come on! No! I'm going to be the first to say it. I think Trevor Lawrence is a tad overrated.
Oh, you are the first.
And I don't think he'll be a great NFL quarterback.
Woo!
Especially if the Jets take him. I hate that. DeAndre Hopkins. Am I the first to say that, by the way?
I don't hear a whole lot of
He started slow last season.
Okay. DeAndre Hopkins looks incredible in those Cardinal white uniforms. So does Kyler Murray. Cliff Kingsbury just looks incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the Cardinals looked like a Super Bowl team, but they were playing the Jets. I hate them. The way Jimmy Butler limped out of his seat at his post-game press conference after playing 47 minutes in game 5 is literally how I always get out of my seat.
It is how you get out of bed in the morning. It's how I imagine all of us do.
After forcing a rush mutation of its sport in a transparent cash grab that was almost undone by 2 outbreaks, baseball finally has the stage to itself. That was until Bills Titans was moved to Tuesday.
Jesus.
Poor baseball.
Baseball. Poor basketball.
Yeah.
Adam Silver's surprised by how bad the ratings were.
Hope the Bengals feel good about that field goal they kicked with 20 seconds remaining in the game, because 27-3 is so much better than 27-0. You know what the Bengals did, Dan?
I don't.
They avoided the shutout.
Well, I thought that part was obvious. I was looking for a cliche of some sort.
Well, they avoided the shutout,
but
Dan.
That's just math. Yes, if you'd asked me, if I wasn't going for a joke there, I'm just, yes, yes. That's why they kicked the field goal, to avoid the shutout.
Murray of the Ravens almost pitched the shutout. How about that? I don't want to make the Alex Smith joke. It was good to see him back. It was a great story. It was also great to see that he picked up right where he left off.
He really did.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes. Lost. Dan, for now, the Raiders are for real.
Yeah.
Betting college football this season? Good luck.
Yeah.
I bet LSU and had no idea LSU was playing at Missouri. I also took Virginia Tech. Had no idea
COVID.
They were missing 15 players because of COVID.
That's low. They've had more than that out.
Felipe Franks is a Razorback? Oklahoma, the rare 50 burger with a side of meaningless. The Rays are the Nuggets of Major League Baseball. Lane Kiffin, work a salad in every now and then.
Oh, come on.
I mean, seriously, do you see him? Jimbo Fisher, please, with the people doubted you routine. People doubted you because you didn't beat anyone. That's why they doubted you. Anyway, Yanoa, Mississippi tight end, Sundays. You know who I'm talking about? Yanoa?
Yanoa.
At 0-5, the New York Giants, still firmly entrenched.
In the mix.
Dabo, Lawrence, Falcons, collision course. Did Thomas Dimitroff get fired for not firing Dan Quinn? Things to ponder. Lightning winning Lord Stanley. Rays in the ALCS. If not for a senile quarterback who doesn't know what down it is, Tampa would be well on its way to being called Title Town. There were so many sports yesterday, Dan, I forgot about the ALCS. Hell is going on. Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
Stugatz, you mentioned Texas, Oklahoma. It was another one of those Gus Johnson classics. And because it went so many overtimes and because nobody in that conference knows how to play defense, nobody. Gus Johnson at one point just randomly started shouting words. A field goal kicker for Oklahoma missed an easy one. He's very good. And Gus Johnson shouted in this order. Like, there was just noise, but it was kind of sad noise because it's not a totally full stadium. And so it's just a lot of noise, and it's a surprising moment. So he, like Frank Vogel, during the post-game celebration, is trying to summon something, and he does this. College football! Fox Sports! Big 12! I had avocado toast for breakfast!
Sums it up.
He was just shouting
the
words.
Fox Sports. Made me laugh in the moment. It was a masterclass from Gus Johnson on Saturday. Did you hear the touchdown call where he goes, touchdown, tax.
Dan Le Batard.
I feel like I've been framed.
Stugatz.
Dead giveaway. This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Let's do funniest thing from the sports weekend. We got a lot of funny stuff to choose from. Let's do it.
Hey, people. Tell us what in the sport made you laugh hardest this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend. Ha, ha, ha.
Funniest thing from the sports weekend is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Mike said I stole his in the last segment talking about Gus Johnson because he did. He just blurted Fox Sports out of nowhere at the height of dramatic tension. He just basically did a commercial.
I'm keeping it as my nominee.
College football! Fox Sports!
Just funny, I want to see it so badly.
Big 12!
It is funny. We can't get the sound clear.
It's the modern day. There's a steal by bird.
Fox Sports. Roy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Deion Waiters is an NBA champion.
J.R. Smith is a two-time champion. Tony, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
And rookie Chase Claypool from the Pittsburgh Steelers had 4 touchdowns, 3 receiving, 1 rushing, 110 yards. He was an absolute monster and then took to Twitter. and was an absolute star by photoshopping his face on a Brady fourth down picture.
All right, well, hold on a second. Where did he come from? Like, is this something? Notre Dame, was he a right? fantasy Claypool. Player? Was he a fantasy player that a lot of people had?
I'm assuming he was left off a lot of people's rosters. He should have had five touchdowns yesterday. He had four. He should have had five.
A lot of diamonds out there because there was no preseason. A lot of hullabaloo coming out of Steelers training camp that this Claypool might be a star, and he did it.
And he'll be on everyone's fantasy team now.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, yes. Whoever has the number one waiver in your fantasy league.
So, wait a minute. You guys are telling me that this guy was a fantasy nobody before this.
I'm telling you, he was available in my league yesterday.
There was no preseason, so you really couldn't see the connection he was getting with Big Ben, but he burst onto the scenes, Dan. We have a new fantasy star in town.
Billy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Dan, Quinn Cook was left behind by the Lakers bus yesterday and then decided to join J.R. Smith's Instagram Live and just comment on what the video was doing, saying things like, gotta walk back after I win a bleeping ring, WTF, and make a U-turn.
He was just left behind. So he's wandering the lonely premises. Most things there aren't close to each other, right? Disney World,
you'd be walking
is
forever.
Is he still walking in uniform across the Disney campus trying to get back to wherever it is the Lakers were? Chris, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Ole Miss, Alabama, Saturday night. Lane Kiffin was wearing the smallest mask I've ever seen. I'm just going to say it looked like a thong.
On his face. Again, this stat from Roger Sherman, Ole Miss prevented 41 yards of total offense in that game. Alabama had 11 drives, 9 touchdowns, a fumble at the 1, and a punt from the Mississippi 40. So Alabama got all but the 41 available yards in the game. Stugatz, what was the funniest thing from the sports week? And that stat is from Roger Sherman.
It was a game of the weekend. That was such a fun game. My funniest thing is Dwight Howard saying to LeBron during the championship celebration, quote, we got one. No, LeBron got you one, and he has four.
Yeah, they sat you down, Dwight. You did not play. Did he play at all last night?
He drained a 3. Him and Solomon Hill were going at it, I believe.
That's right.
I don't know if you saw this, but I'm going funniest thing because we haven't talked about this. It is being regarded as the greatest knockout in UFC history. It was not among the lead fights. It was a couple of fighters who were lesser known fighters. And forgive me for not knowing their names. One of them had the other by the right foot. And then he got, spinning back kicked in the face. But it wasn't even a spinning back kick because the guy was protecting against it hitting the side of his face. It was like a kicked uppercut, and the cartoonish way the knockout unfolded from all the camera angles was just sort of like he was so dazed by it, and it was so unexpected when you're holding one dude's foot to see the other one come off the ground and catch you under the chin that he just sort of cartoonishly went down. It is the knockout that any fighter would dream of throughout the history of time.
Guess you had to be there.
Sorry.
Are you, though?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't feel like you are. Like you said it to Mike before you said it to me. You like whispered it to him to get approval.
The moment it made me laugh.
Like yes.
Sorry.
UFC
Fox Sports
ESPN Plus Undercard Unknown Fighters
Big 12.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you're just an unrelenting jackass. Welterweight!